What's wrong with you, Roland? Why do you want to go recalling that trash in my mind?
Now the sullen eyes glinted at him dangerously. They reminded him of Alain's eyes when good-natured Alain was finally roused. Yonder stones are those men, Roland said softly. The men who locked you in a cell and left you to foul yourself, the men with the clubs and the dogs, the men who called you a nigger cunt. He pointed at them, moving his finger from left to right. There's the one who pinched your breast and laughed. There's the one who said he'd better check and see if you had something stuffed up your ass. There's the one who called you a chimpanzee in a $500 dress. That's the one that kept running his billy club over the spokes of your wheelchair until you thought the sound would send you mad. There's the one who called your friend Leon Pinko Fag, and the one on the end, Susanna, is Jack Mort. There, those stones, those men. She was breathing rapidly now, her bosom rising and falling in swift little jerks beneath the gunslinger's gun belt with its heavy freight of bullets. Her eyes had left him. They were looking at the mica-flecked chips of stone. Behind them, and at some distance, a tree splintered and fell over. More crows called in the sky. Deep in the game, which was no longer a game, neither of them noticed.
Oh, yeah? She breathed. That's so.
It is. Now say your lesson, Susanna Dean, and be true. This time the words fell from her lips like small chunks of ice. Her right hand trembled lightly on the arm of her wheelchair like an idling engine.
I do not aim with my hand. She who aims with her hand has forgotten the face of her father. I aim with my eye.
Good.
I do not shoot with my hand. She who shoots with her hand has forgotten the face of her father. I shoot with my mind.
So it has ever been, Susanna Dean.
I do not kill with my gun. She who kills with her gun has forgotten the face of her father. I kill with my heart.
Then kill them, for your father's sake, Roland shouted. Kill them all! Her right hand was a blur between the arm of the chair and the butt of Roland's six-gun. It was out in a second, her left hand descending, fanning at the hammer in flutters almost as swift and delicate as the wing of a hummingbird. Six flat cracks peeled off across the valley, and five of the six chips of stone set atop the boulder blinked out of existence. For a moment, neither of them spoke, did not even breathe, it seemed, as the echoes rolled back and forth, dimming. Even the crows were silent, at least for the time being. The gunslinger broke the silence with four toneless yet oddly emphatic words. It is very well. Susanna looked at the gun in her hand as if she had never seen it before. A tendril of smoke rose from the barrel, perfectly straight in the windless silence. Then, slowly, she returned it to the holster below her bosom.
Good, but not perfect, she said at last. I missed one.
Did you?
He walked over to the boulder and picked up the remaining chip of stone. He glanced at it, then tossed it to her. She caught it with her left. Her right stayed near the holstered gun, he saw with approval.
She shot better and more naturally than Eddie, but had not learned this particular lesson as swiftly as Eddie had done. If she had been with them during the shootout at Balazar's nightclub, she might have. Now Roland saw she was at last learning that, too. She looked at the stone and saw the notch, barely a 1/16 of an inch deep, in its upper corner.
You only clipped it, Roland said, returning to her, but in a shooting scrape sometimes that's all you need. If you clip a fellow, throw his aim off.
He paused. Why are you looking at me that way?
You don't know, do you? You really don't?
No. Your mind is often closed to me, Susanna. There was no defensiveness in his voice, and Susanna shook her head in exasperation. The rapid turn and turnabout dance of her personality sometimes unnerved him. His seeming inability to say anything other than exactly what was on his mind never failed to do the same to her. He was the most literal man she had ever met.